Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Welcome to They Overcame. We're here to give God the praise. We're here to give God the glory. We just want to bless God at all times and let his praises continually be in our mouth. We thank God for you coming on today. Amen, amen, amen. We are experiencing a little difficulty this morning, but to God be the glory for the things that he has done. We just thank God for our listeners that are tuning in every week, whether you tune in through the archives or whether you tune in on the internet. We just bless God for you, and we had such an exciting program on last week. It was our one-year anniversary, and we just praise God for 1 year in ministry, doing the work of the Lord, and we have had some awesome, awesome, awesome testimonies, and we just give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. I'm going to ask my husband, as soon as he tunes in, to open us up with prayer. Amen, 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 amen. Well, we're just going to give him a couple of minutes to tune in, and we just want to let you know that you can tune in to this broadcast every day at 1 o'clock Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time for New Destiny Ministries, where evangelist, pastor, sister, my friend, Adrian Bernard, broadcasts every day, Monday through Friday, on this same call-in number, 858-683-1334. And you will get a chance to be blessed by some mighty, powerful men and women of God that are bringing forth the word of God and giving life. No bad news. They're newscasters, but they're not sending bad news out. They're letting us know how to get to know God better and how to experience a better life when we live with him. And I don't think my husband is able to sign off. Amen, amen. Well, I guess I will open us up with prayer, or maybe let him open us up with prayer with my phone.
Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you right now, and we just say thank you for goodness and mercy and grace. We just thank you, Lord God, for another day. This is the day that you have made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for just being so faithful, and we just thank you, Lord God, for every blessing that you have provided us with. We know that all good and perfect gifts come from you. Father, you are just awesome and mighty, and we worship you this day. We praise you this day. We look to you right now as our source. We look to you as our strength. We look to you as our all in all, our everything. There is nothing too hard for you. And Lord God, we thank you for that. We thank you for just making us your children, calling us into the kingdom for such a time as this. Father, this day, we pray your blessings upon this broadcast, upon this program. We pray your blessings upon everyone that listens in, everyone that calls in, everyone that experiences the words that come from this broadcast. Let them be words of healing. Let them be words of deliverance. Let them be words of encouragement. Let them be words of strength and peace. For Lord God, you are the God of peace. You are the King of peace. Father, you are every, pray that upon all of the listeners today, let there be healing, let there be deliverance, let there be just mending of relationships and settling of hearts. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. And those that call in with testimonies, let them even be encouraged as they reflect on what you have done. Strengthen them to know that you will continue to bless, that you are always faithful. In the name of Jesus, bless the host of this broadcast, our leader, Evangelist Bernard. Bless her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the vision of this ministry. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, babe, for that prayer, that awesome prayer. We just thank God for this day. We don't have a scheduled guest today, but I see that I do have some callers on the line, and we're going to, if you don't want to say anything, you don't have to say anything, but please don't hang up. We just want to see if you have a testimony that you want to give to the Lord after such an awesome, awesome year. We know that God has done some miraculous things in the lives of our listeners, and just the testimonies that have gone forth have been so inspirational. They have been so thought-provoking, because when you think about the testimonies that we've had a young lady that had a double lung transplant, and the miracle was that even she survived the transplant and was living, you know, not 100% in her life, but she turned to God during that time. She was brought up in the church, but really was not dedicated to know the Lord. But once she got ill, then she was able to. She was able to turn to the Lord and know that He was the only help for her. So we just praise God for the testimonies that have gone forth. And we're going to go to, I think this is Sister Maria. She called on last week, I believe it was. Are you there? Are you there, listener? 111 is the area code, and then 1111. And I think you're out of Florida. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling in today. And if you don't have anything to say, amen, just keep holding on. We will have some more testimonies that you can hear to be encouraged with. We have a caller at 916 is the area code, 5442. Are you there, caller?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Sister T. I'm from this ministry with Evangelist Bernard. I usually come on Monday through Friday.
Sister T, God bless you for getting up so early to join us. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'm alert. I know it's the Lord that woke me up this morning. Please keep my family in prayer today. We're having my mom's services, her homegoing services today. But my testimony is, I just thank God that in the last couple of months that God placed me here to care for my mom. And I know she's not suffering anymore. I just thank God for just allowing me to have the strength to be here to take care of my mom in her final days. And I love this ministry. I've been a part of it, guys, for almost 2 years. I just thank God that you guys are on here this morning, because I really need all the encouragement I get today. Thank you. Bring my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, Sister T, we will be praying for you. I lost my mother. Less than a month after My husband and I got married 28 years ago, so I know that pain, and I know the sense of loss that you feel when you lose your mother. So I'm going to ask my husband to just say a prayer for you right now. Honey, are you there? Well, I'm going to say a prayer for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you right now for the life of Sister T's mother. Lord, thank you for allowing them to be able to connect and allowing Sister T to be able to come home to take care of her mother in her final days. And Father, we know your word says that blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. We know that this is a hard time for her, but we hold her up. We hold the family up, Lord. Strengthen them. Comfort them. Lord, let them feel the love of their friends surrounding them. And Father, once the friends have gone home and everything is died down, the services are over, Lord, you send ministering angels to minister to her. Let her always remember, Father, the good times that she had with her mother, because that's how I got through my times, remembering the good times, being able to laugh at the times that we've had together, and thanking the Lord, thanking you, Lord, for allowing her to be with me for as long as she was with me. Father, strengthen my sister. We bless you now. We thank you. We know that you hear us when we pray. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We know that you don't make any mistakes, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I lost my mother, as I was saying a little earlier, right after I got married. And it was so devastating to me because my mom and I were really close. We were, you know, buddies. We were mother and daughter, but we were also buddies. She lived with me, and we talked every day. Every day I would call her from work and talk with her. So I understand how my sister is feeling, but I know that God was able to bring me through it, and I know that he'll be able to bring my sister through it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We also have a caller. The area code is 252 and the last four numbers, 6549. Are you there, caller?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. God bless you. I thank God. This is Prophetess Darlene Davis. I called in last week to celebrate with you. I come on during the week, and I truly have been blessed by that ministry. Been coming on here, I think, for like 3 weeks, but it felt like 3 years. And it's just been a blessing. It's just been an encouragement to me. And I just enjoyed that ministry. And I was just led. I came to celebrate last week. Pastor Bernard had told us to get up and come on the line. But this week I was led to come back on the line. And I was sleeping. I was asleep. I'm from Philadelphia. I live in North Carolina now. And I was asleep. And the Lord woke me up again. He told me last night. And he woke me up. And I got up earlier, and I went back to sleep, and he woke me back up again. So I said, oh, okay, what time is it? And it was 7:30. So I just thank God. And I know it's a reason for me being on this broadcast on today. I thank God for this time. First of all, I want to say to you, I thank God that this broadcast is here, that y'all are on Saturday mornings, being faithful. So continue to be faithful. God bless. And I want to say to Sister T, I'm so sorry about the loss of your mother. My prayers are with you, and I know how you feel. I lost my mother. We were best friends. And at the beginning, God restored the relationship. At the beginning, I could not stand my mother. And my mother didn't care too much for me, and I'm going to make a story short. I'm not going to take all y'all time, but God restored it. We started doing ministry together. And we started being best friends, and God just did a great work before she left, and so much had happened in between for the good. And I just thank God for that. And I had lost my aunt, and so many people just kept going behind each other. There was a tragedy, and only God took me through, and only God can bring you through, and only God will bring you through. And he took me through it. So I just thank God this morning, and I give him some praise, and I'm honored to be on this broadcast. And y'all keep doing what y'all doing and keep looking to the hills from which your help come from, and your help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, prophetess, for coming on. And we were so blessed by the prophecy that you gave us on last week. And we are believing God for the great things that he's doing in the ministry. We believe in God for the testimonies to come forth. We Sister Bernard, or Evangelist Bernard, is always encouraging us because we don't always have a guest band. You know, we're here for people to call in and give testimonies, and people tell me that they enjoy the testimonies, but they don't always call in to give testimonies. So we just thank God for those that get up. And you're in the North Carolina area. Where are you? Because we're in North Carolina.
Yes, I heard. Pastor Bernard told me she's going to connect me with some of you all because I am here by myself, no family, and I met another prophet that came on last week and prophesied to y'all, Prophetess Barbara, and I met her in the store because I said, God, I got to have a friend, somebody that loves you, somebody that's praising you, somebody that's lifting you up, and so we can pray together. And so God told me to get up and go to the store, and I don't drive, and I had got the van service, and they drove me to the store, and he said, go in the dollar store now. And I was trying to decide whether to go to Walmart, dollar store. And anyway, I went to the dollar store, and this woman come up behind me, and she said, I have something to say, but I don't know what I have to say. And God turned around, and he shifted. But nevertheless, to God be the glory, and she's been a blessing, and she's been a friend. And I live in the Jacksonville area. I used to live in Richland, and I moved, and I wanted to move into Jacksonville from the heart of things in the Jacksonville area. On the Western Boulevard. So,
okay, I don't know where Jacksonville is. We're in actually we're in the Raleigh area. How close is that to Raleigh? Do you know?
We'll probably be talking and connecting and meeting up. That God bless you and your husband both, and may
Amen.
Y'all continue to be blessed.
Amen. 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 Thank you for calling in this morning. And we're just so excited. We're having some difficulties this morning. We didn't have a guest today. But we are expecting great things today in this ministry. We're expecting to hear great testimonies. We are that God. I tell God every week, this is your broadcast. This is your ministry. You're just using us for this ministry. People know that we're here, and we just thank God for the testimonies that have gone forth thus far. We praise God for that. And my husband is not able to tune in for some reason. Babe, are you there? I don't see you on the board, and I can't hear you on my headset. Amen. Amen. Well, to God be the glory. We have a testimony. My husband and I have a testimony. We were celebrating on the 19th of October, our 28th. Wedding anniversary, and I guess I told him something last week that he didn't know how he got his name, because his name is Albert. Call him Albert. I call him Honey. I don't know, Honey, is this you?
This is me.
This is you. The number is coming up, 111.
It's me in living color.
Amen, amen.
I was just sharing about how you learned last week how you got your name, Honey. We just praise God. It was such a blessing how we met, and then the life that we've had together hasn't been easy, hasn't been an easy life. But instead of people say that when you have money issues, a lot of times it separates the man and the wife. It causes them to have problems, but I believe that the problems that we have had have made us stronger in the Lord, have made our relationship stronger. Would you agree, honey?
I definitely agree. It's just been a blessing just watching how God has just kept us through many different situations. And we have gone through some situations, but I just thank God how that He joined us together and that we have not even attempted to let any man, including ourselves, put what God has joined together asunder. We've just sometime had to, as God told the and Moses told the children of Israel, to stand still and see the salvation of God. And we've had some of those occasions where we've just stood and watched how God brought us out. From home foreclosure within the last few days, that just being turned around and going from very gainfully employed to unemployed, and watching God just sustain us and bless us again with employment, not nearly as gainfully as it was, but how that our quality of life is still good, just through the grace of God, His mercy, His miraculous power. There's just so much to tell, just situations with our children, how we've watched Him work on their behalf, watching a son that went to a very good private high school that probably costs $10,000 or more a year, and I think maybe one or two of those years we might have paid up to $1,000 for that entire year of education, because God just stepped in and took control of that situation. It's just been so much. As we look back, the song says, as we look back over our life and we think things over, we can truly say that we've been blessed. We do have a testimony. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for you. I can't think of anyone else that I would have rather gone through any of those things with than you. I just thank God for joining us together, and that no man has been able to put us asunder.
Amen, amen. Yes, I look back over the many, many, many testimonies that we have, there are a few that, well, they all kind of stand out, but the testimony of us leaving Illinois and moving to the Atlanta, Georgia area, and how God miraculously allowed us to be able to move into a home, a new home, and without selling our home in Illinois, we were prophesied. First of all, we were prophesied 7 years prior to our receiving our blessing. We were prophesied during one of our annual services, think it was our, it was something that we were having. It was a service that we had a guest in. And we were called out and were told that we were going to be moving into a new home. Well, I grabbed hold to that. And remember, honey, I started going to the store, to Walmart, and buying those plastic containers for us to start packing stuff away, because I received that word and wanted to move. We were in an okay area. The school system wasn't that good, but our home was nice, and we were happy there. But when we got the word that we were moving, I immediately grabbed hold to that and started moving towards that. And we started packing, you know, little things away that we weren't using at the time. And so we packed, and each year would go by, and we would always pray at the beginning of the year. We would always say, tell the boys, well, this is going to be our year. This will be the year that God is going to move. And we did that for 6 years. And building our faith, I think during that time is when we almost lost the home that we were in due to finances. I was a stay-at-home mom, and my husband was working. I was raising our 4 sons, and things got a little tough, but God was so faithful. He was so faithful. I remember going to the store with maybe $50 to spend on groceries, and would go into the store praying, asking God to make it be enough. Didn't know what to pray, but just make it enough, Lord, for us to be able to eat and eat good. I was always the kind of cook that cooked everything from scratch, didn't use boxed anything. Everything I cooked was from scratch. And the Lord just would let it grow like he did with the 2 fish and the 5 loaves. He would let it grow. And on that 7th year, we again stood in our circle in our home and prayed and said, this is going to be our year. This is the year that the Lord is going to bless us with our new home. You know, we were looking at homes. I had my husband out most weekends looking all over. We even had one home that we found that we just fell in love with. We had some of the saints to come over and anoint the house and pray for the house. Even we knew that we didn't have the money to move in the house that we saw, but I wrote a letter. I felt impressed. I can't say it was the Lord, honey, but my faith was so high that I wrote a letter to the builders and asked them to give us the home. And I told them, I said, if you give us the home, God is going to fill the subdivision supernaturally. And, not of course, but they didn't answer it. But in that February, my husband's name was given for a position in the Atlanta area. Isn't that right, honey, in February?
Yeah, it was Atlanta, and I actually moved in February. I think when they offered me the job, I basically had a couple of weeks to get there.
It was a quick turnover, and the Lord allowed my husband to move there, and my sister and her husband live in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, and so my husband moved in with them. And so when we got, you know, the news that we were moving, we started preparing our home, you know, to sell. And we did a lot of renovations. We did a lot of things to the home that we thought would sell immediately. We So my husband moved there, and he would drive home. Oh, it was such a hard time for us. The boys were missing him, and we were separated, missing one another, and talking every day. I was at home trying to do things, and I'm the kind of person that I like to do things with my hands, so I was doing what I could do around the house and to prepare it. And then the Lord allowed several angels to come in and help us to prepare the house for sale. My sister, who's now gone on to be with the Lord, her husband, Michael Davis, came over and fixed our basement up, got our basement together so that when the inspectors came in that they would be satisfied, because we had previously had water in our basement. And so, of course, we had wood that had water damage. And, oh, he fixed everything up. It looked so good. Well, I guess around June, the financial company called my husband and told him that we could move into the, you know, into the home. So my husband was looking for homes, and he went and narrowed it down to two homes that he knew that I would like. Well, one home was an older home. It was a nice, but one of my requirements was that I had to have a basement. So being from the Midwest, we are used to having basements, and basements are used for storage, and they're used for extra living space. So I just always wanted a basement. So the boys and I came down to look at the two homes that he had picked out, and I looked at the one home, and it was nice. It was nice and big, and it was nice, but it wasn't quite what I wanted. And then when we went to look at the next house, I just fell in love. The house was so beautiful. It was new, and it had a basement. It had the first house didn't have, like, really a basement. It had a lower level, but it was open. But this house had a basement, and it was three levels. It was on a hill. It was beautiful. I just fell in love when we drove up to the house. I fell in love. The neighborhood was pristine. It was just beautiful. Well, we were told that we had to sell our home before we would be able to move into the home. So the realtor, you know, we talked with the realtor, and she told us that. And so, you know, we're still believing God. We don't know what God is going to do. Well, my husband got a call from the financial company, and they said that we could start the paperwork on the home. Oh, we were excited. Well, we knew that we hadn't sold our home in Illinois, so, you know, but we didn't question it. We called the realtor and told her, you know, to start the paperwork, and she was like, oh, great, you sold your home and, you know, sold your home there. We're like, no, we didn't sell the home here. And she was like, oh, well, you're not supposed to be able, we didn't know this, you're not supposed to be able to start the paperwork until your home is sold in Illinois. So she called. She said, well, let me call, you know, make some calls, and I'll call you back. So she called the financial, I guess, people, and they told her yes, that she could start the paperwork. And so she called us back and said, well, yeah, they said yes, start the paperwork. And so we closed, I think, in a month. We closed pretty quickly. And we were able to move into this new home, and it was so beautiful. The movers that moved us, and I love the way that we moved. I didn't have to do anything. We had movers that came in, and they packed everything up. And then after they packed everything up, they came and they moved the things out, and they moved them to the area that we were moving into. And we had kind of built, you know, a rapport with the movers, and when they moved us into the house, they said, we didn't know that you had won the lotto, you know, moving into this beautiful home. That's just how beautiful the home was. So we were just so elated, you know, that God had shown himself not only to us but to our sons to let them know that there is no thing that is too hard for God. Even though we never sold that house, we actually, it went into foreclosure because we weren't able to pay the mortgage on both homes, and we weren't knowledgeable enough to do some other things that we could have done. But to God be the glory, we lived in that home and enjoyed it. And every day I would get up, and as I would go downstairs, because we had three floors, and the top floor was our bedrooms, and every day I would come downstairs and I would just praise God for, you know, allowing us to have that beautiful home. And the way that he did it was such a miracle. It was nothing but a miracle that he did that for us, and so many other miracles that God has done, some small, some great, but nonetheless still miracles from God. And that's what I say, you know, that no testimony is too small, no testimony is too big. We have plenty of time for the testimonies, for you to give your testimony. And I say that our life is a testimony. When I look back over, like the song says, when you look back over your life and you think things over, you can truly say that I've been blessed. Yes, we've had some hard times. We've had, when my husband left Ford, he was talking about how lucrative his position was with Ford. He was making a lot of money. And when he left Ford, we were not in a position. We had two sons that had already graduated from high school and in college, and then we had that we were paying for one of them to go to school. The other one we weren't paying for him to go to school, but then we had our youngest son, who was at the time at this very prestigious high school that God stepped in. And it's so awesome how he did it. We moved 3 years later. We had to leave that beautiful home, and we moved into the Raleigh, North Carolina area, in Cary, actually. And our sons were going to a very good school in Cary, North Carolina, and we were very happy with them there. Well, we moved into a home that we were renting to own, and we moved just outside of the boundary for the high school that our sons were in. Well, our next to the oldest, and was a senior, and our Timothy was a junior, and John was a freshman. Well, when after we moved, Chris graduated and went to a college in North Carolina, but in the Charlotte area. And we were helping him to go to school, paying for him to go to school. And then when Timothy graduated, Timothy was grandfathered in to the high school because we had moved out of the district. Tim was grandfathered in to the high school. And he went his senior year and graduated. Well, they did not grandfather Jonathan into the school. So we were fighting, we were writing letters, we were disputing, and John, our boys were wrestlers. And so John was wrestling at the time with the state team. And so he had built a relationship with the head coach and his assistant. and they became the assistant, and John became very close. He was like John's mentor and big brother, and they just fell in love with our boys. Well, when one day I was taking John to practice, because they wrestled in Florida every year, the state, and I took John to practice, and Randy, who was John's big brother mentor, said, "Well, Mrs. Burns, how's it going, you know, with John getting back in carry?" Because everyone knew, you know, what was happening. And so I told him, I said, "Well, they denied us. They've already given us one denial, and so we're fighting that." And he said, "Well, if you're not able to get back in carry," and we did not want John to go to the school that they wanted him to go to. Not anything bad about the school. It was just that, you know, he didn't want to go there and we didn't want him to go there. So Randy said, "If you're not able to get John back in carry," hallelujah, he said, "we have," hallelujah, "sponsors that will sponsor John to go to Cardinal Gibbons, which is the high school that the head coach of the state team was the head coach at the school, Cardinal Gibbons." And so I immediately called my husband, and I said, "Baby," I told him what Randy said, and I said, let's drop the dispute now, because if John can go to this school and it not cost us anything, this is where I would want him to go." So called Randy and Stan Chambers, bless them, and told them that, you know, we were very interested in what was offered to us. And so when we said that, they said, "Great." And they had the sponsors ready to pay for John to go to a school, like my husband said, that costs upwards of $10,000 a year. We're already paying for Chris to go to Belmont Abbey College, which was a private college. And that was a miracle, too, how he got into Belmont Abbey at the last minute. He was able to go there, and he got a small scholarship, but we still had to pay. We still had to pay. So John went to the school, and John was like the top wrestler in the state in his weight class. He went undefeated for 2 years at that point. He had gone undefeated, took the state championship. And so we were told that if he went to Cardinal Gibbons, that he would have to sit out a year in his wrestling, because the rule says that they couldn't bring an athlete on, you know, like they recruited him. Now, the school didn't have anything to do with John going to the school. It was all through sponsorship. So we talked with John, and he was hesitant. He didn't want to sit out because he knew that it would, you know, make his skills rusty. Well, Randy was instrumental in making sure that every tournament that he could wrestle at without being on a team, without being on a school team, that he would be able to wrestle. And so that year he wrestled, you know, not in the school system, but he was able to wrestle, and he went undefeated in that. And then once he got to wrestle his junior and senior year, he went undefeated in those 2 years also. Well, we Dan was faced with him going to college, and John went to Stan, which was the head coach, had John to wrestle at this very hard tournament called the Ironman Wrestling Tournament, one of the top tournaments in the country. And so John won that tournament also,
And prior to us going, Randy had us, he knew that we videotaped all of their wrestling matches. He, Chris, Tim wrestled his junior year, the last quarter of his junior year, and his senior year. And so Randy knew that we videotaped their wrestling. So he told us to put a tape together of John wrestling. So our son, Chris, put it together for us to take to the Ironman, which was in Ohio, and all of the top colleges were there. And Randy talked to every college. He passed out all the DVDs of John wrestling. And when we got home, lo and behold, we started getting called for colleges wanting to recruit John. And I think we had three colleges, honey, that came to recruit us. One from my husband's family area. My husband's family is from Minnesota. We had the school from Minnesota to come. And Nebraska came. Nebraska came. And was there another school that came, hon?
Yeah, NC State also came.
Okay, yes, NC State, which is here in North Carolina. So we, you know, they interviewed John, and they were very impressed by him. And the one question that they asked, even at the tournament, at the Ironman, was how were his grades? Well, not only was he a top athlete, but he was a National Honor Society member. So he was, you know, they were very happy about that. So he was able to go to a top, a big, I think it's a Big 12 school, Nebraska, which I didn't want him to go that far, but God had made a way for him to get a full ride. At this time, we were not able to pay for him to go to school. And I said, look how God will work that out, because my husband made a lot of money, but we still would not have been able to pay for two kids in college. And because of the money that he made, they would have required us to pay a lot of money. We had to pay a lot of money for Chris. They would have required us to pay a lot of money for John to go to school. But John got a full ride at a very prestigious college, Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska, University of Nebraska. He was able to go there. He went there for a year. And then he wanted to come back home because he had a son that was born the first year, his first year in college, which I wasn't happy about. But I love him to life now, my John John. And he was able to come back home. And the miraculous thing about him being able to come back home was that it was the second quarter of his, it would have been his sophomore year, but athletes don't take, they take a full schedule, but it's what is it called, honey? It's not a full schedule, but it's an athletic schedule or something.
I'm not sure, but I know it was in the middle of, it was basically a semester break.
No. I'm talking about it would have been his maybe sophomore year, but because of
his red shirt year.
His scheduling.
Yeah, they have a red shirt. They have a red shirt year.
No, I'm
talking about. Is that what you're referring to?
No, I'm talking about he would have been a sophomore, but because athletes don't do like a full schedule. So he wasn't actually like a sophomore. He was still like a upper freshman or something. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He was able to, but he decided, unbeknownst to his dad and I, that he was coming home.
and talked with his coach, resigned from the wrestling team, and was not eligible to stay there any longer because his money was tied up with him being an athlete. Well, when he came home, Randy, again, North Carolina State was very interested in having him. But Randy did not like their wrestling schedule, their team. He didn't like the team. So he went to Duke University and talked with the coach there, and he went to Carolina and talked with the coach there. Well, both of them were very interested in John. We went over and interviewed with Duke, and they were so impressed with John that they wanted him. After they got to interviewing him and we were about to leave the school, the interviewer told him, yes, hurry up and get your paperwork in. He said, I'm going to make sure that you get in. And the Carolina coach was very interested in him. And so John decided to go to Carolina. But look at God. Look how God orchestrated using Randy to open up doors for our son, who we still did not pay for him to go to school. He went to school 4.5 years to 2 very prestigious colleges. Hallelujah. And it didn't cost us a penny. Don't tell me what God can't do. Don't tell me that he cannot open doors that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I can go on and on and on about the miraculous things that our God has done for us. Like I was saying earlier, we have been through some hard times. We have been through some times that someone else might have thrown up their hands and said, I can't do this anymore. You know, I don't like you. And there have been times when we didn't like one another, but we determined in our courtship and when we were engaged that we were in it to the end, no matter what. My husband told on a broadcast prior to this one, he said, if you go, wherever you go, I'm following you. You're not getting rid of me. And I would say the same thing to him. So we just are so blessed. We don't have a lot of things. We don't have, you know, the finer things in life, but we have love. We have our children. Everybody is in good health. We just thank God. We have our grandchildren. We just bless God. God is good to us. God is good to us. And if you look over your life, I'm sure that there are so many things that you can give God glory for. The Lord programmed this broadcast in my life because back home in our church back home, our testimony services were so awesome. I mean, just we would have a high time in the Lord listening to the blessings that God had blessed people with. Some people would get up and say, I thank and praise God that I woke up this morning. I thank and praise God that he gave me life and breath and that I was able to move. And, you know, some people would get up and they would just sing a song. And then some people would get up and they would give testimonies like the testimony that I just gave. And that's why I say no testimony is too small. No testimony is too big. But God deserves all the glory. Hallelujah. He deserves all the glory, hallelujah, because of the things that he has done in our lives, hallelujah. Some people would have lost their minds over some of the things that we as people of God have gone through, and we still have our right minds. Yes, we have stress. Yes, you know, the world looks at us and they say, they say, well, how can you do that and still be saved? We're still people. We still have the same struggles that everyone else has. But to God be the glory. We know that God is in control, and we trust him, and we believe that he is going to bring us out of whatever we're going through. And as we're going through it, he is right there with us. Hallelujah. So please, whatever you do, don't sit on your testimony. Give God the glory. Encourage someone. Let them know that God is still able to do. The Bible says that he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above that we can ask or even think of. Hallelujah. So I just give God the glory, hallelujah, for the things that he has done in our lives. I just truly praise God because he is a good God, hallelujah, and he is worthy of our praise and honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I see. Thank you, Jesus, that we have a caller. The area code is 917, and the last four are 9100. Are you there, caller? 917-9100.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in today. Can I have your name?
Hi, I'm sorry, I'm outside. My name is Arlene. I'm calling from New York.
Amen, amen. All right, how did you hear about our broadcast?
I listened in the weekday, so I just tuned in this morning. I saw that she was on.
Okay, amen. And what's your name again?
Arlene.
Arlene?
Yeah,
Arlene
from New York.
I can hear the wind in the back, but do you have a testimony? Do you have a praise for the Lord that you want to give today?
Actually, I do, but I'll be real quick. But I work for a telecommunications company. We're located actually inside of a mall right now, and they had told us that we were going to move, and we were going to another location that's kind of remote for almost everybody on my team. So me and one of the coworkers, we had did a prayer. This was about 2 months ago, and it really just seemed impossible. They had moved our location in the mall, and then they were like, oh, you're going to move in like 30 days, and you're going to go to this other location. And then out of the blue on, Saturday? So out of the blue on Wednesday, our main manager came back and said, oh, you're going to stay here for another year. It didn't work out for one of the other locations that we have to move them to where you were supposed to go, so you're going to stay there for another year. So everybody's just really amazed that, you know, God came through. They're amazed that I prayed that prayer and it came through. So I'm just, you know, definitely not taking any credit for it. I just tell them, you know, you got to ask God, and, you know, if he sees that it's, you know, within his will, he's going to grant it. So I'm just definitely using it as an opportunity to testify and, open the doorways for them to have a relationship with God. Because ultimately it's always about our relationship with him and making sure that everyone else gets saved and, you know, they go to heaven as well. So that's it.
Amen, amen. And thank you for calling in, Sister Arlene, and giving us that testimony. And at this time, the praise leader would say, won't God do it? Honey, won't God do it?
God will do it. And he'll do it again and again and again and again.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I am just so excited about the things that God is doing. Look at that. Look at that testimony that just came in. You know, I remember a time when we moved to North Carolina, and I don't have a guest, so I'm the guest today. The first year that we were here is when we were supposed to get a hurricane. Well, being from the Midwest, I've experienced tornadoes, but hurricanes, I think, are much more dangerous than a tornado. Tornadoes are dangerous, but hurricane, I think, is worse. Anyway, so we were, I was volunteering at our church office, and every morning we would have prayer. And so we were, you know, we were praying, and, you know, everybody was, you know, how you have prayer requests, and people were saying, you know, well, pray that we're protected during the hurricane, and pray that, you know, our homes, we won't lose lives and limbs and vehicles, and they were saying all of these things, and when it came to me, I said, my prayer is that the hurricane does not come near us. That's what kind of God I serve, that I can pray, Lord, spare us, period. Now, like Sister Arlene just said, it's God's will, how he does it. But we can ask, and the Bible says in Mark, believing it shall, not it might, it shall come to pass. I believe that prayer, and the hurricane skipped over us. It skipped over the Raleigh area. I don't remember whether it skipped over North Carolina or what, or it dissipated and we just got rain. I'm not exactly sure, but God is a God that is moved by faith. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. That's what these testimonies do. The testimonies are, the scripture that we use is Revelation as a base for our broadcast, They Overcame. It says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And then it, you know, says they love not their lives to the death. But the main focus is on, you know, the testimony and overcoming by the blood of the Lamb. We overcome things when we hear what our God is able to do. When we just don't read it in the Bible, even though the Bible tells us that everyone in the Bible was an ordinary man. He was a man just like we are, an ordinary, just, you know, skin, blood, bones, vessels, muscles, hair, just like us. They were just like us. Moses was just like us. David was just like us. Joshua, just like us. But the thing about them is they believed God for the things that God told Cain. Our testimonies are to build one another up. Our testimonies are to let, in a world that's dying, in a world that's fearful. We live in a fearful time. The time that we're living in now is very fearful because of the things that are happening, the recession that they say that we're in, even though people are spending millions and billions of dollars, people not being able to get home, people not being able to feed their families. We're living in those kind of times now. But God, hallelujah, but God. And when we give testimonies, when we let people know what God is doing in our life, then that encourages them. I have been so encouraged by the testimonies that have gone forth over this broadcast. We have had some awesome testimonies. Awesome. And to God be the glory. They're not lifting up any man, like my sister just said. She don't take no credit for praying that prayer, God used her. That's what we are. That's what we are, vessels to be used by God. And then the Bible says that we are written epistles, read of men. So when men look at our lives, they're supposed to say, what's different about them? They're in the same turmoil that I'm in, but they're not worried like I'm worried. They're not crying. They're not complaining. And side break, saying, when we go through things, don't complain. Don't complain outwardly. Don't complain. I'm not saying God gives us a space to vent, and, you know, even though the Bible says fools vent, but God gives us space for that. God gives us space for that. But then come back. Don't complain where the world can hear you complain, okay? Because we're here for a light for them to say, just look at our God. Look at our God, and everything is going to be okay. Okay, back to my testimony, or back to what I was saying. But know that God wants to use us. He wants us to. We're all preachers, and we may not verbally preach, but our life preaches for us. Hallelujah. What is your life saying? Hallelujah. What is your life speaking to people? Hallelujah. Know that God is using you. And once he does that, the Bible says we don't praise him. The very rocks will praise him. I don't want a rock to take my place. I want to give God the glory. I want to give God the praise. And as I often say, empty out your prayer coffin so that God can fill them up again. You know, the song that says, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Hallelujah. It's an old song. But those old songs are just touch me. And, honey, you know the song. I don't want you to sing it, but.
Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more.
I want no more.
Here's my cup. I lift it up.
Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole.
And make me whole. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I am just so happy. I say every week how, you know, happy it makes me doing this ministry. And I love to get the calls, and I love to hear what God is doing. And I love to hear Evangelist Adrienne's ministry when I get a chance to. Her ministry is powerful. And again, every day you can listen to New Destiny Ministries, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Tune in and be blessed by New Destiny Ministries. Evangelist Adrienne has some awesome, awesome, awesome ministers that come on the broadcast and minister the word of God. It did on Saturday. They overcame where we are here to hear the results of what you hear on Sister Adrienne's broadcast, telling how God uplifted you, telling how God inspired you to help someone, help yourself. Just a blessing, you know, for us to give testimonies to God. And then again, New Destiny Ministries Evangelist Adrienne has a prayer that she does. It's 7 o'clock Pacific time. I know, I think it's like 10 o'clock here, isn't it, hon? Is it 10 o'clock here and 9 o'clock? We're in church at that time, but if you can, tune in and start your Sunday off with prayer. Amen. Amen. So we are just so happy. And we're going to bring the prophetess back on and ask her if she would end us in prayer.
Bless the Lord. I have been truly blessed. Let us go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you, God, for this broadcast. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for keeping us, God. We thank you for the testimonies, God. We thank you for every trial and every tribulation, God. We thank you for your blood covering, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, lying us down last night, God. We thank you for the activities of our limb, the article of our speech. We thank you, God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, God. We thank you for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Amen. We look to the hills from which our help comes from, and our help comes from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. We thank you, God, for our families on today, God. Oh, God, we come right now asking that you forgive us for every sin, God. We ask that you hide us behind the cross, God. We ask that you fix us, God, anything in us that's not like you, God. We ask, God, that we speak life to situations, God. We ask, God, that you continue to lead, God, protect us, God. We ask that you look down upon the sick and the shedding on today, God. We ask, God, that you go on the highways and the byways on today, God. We come against the spirit of suicide on today, God. Somebody need a word from you today, God. Oh, just one word, God. Encourage somebody's heart on today, God. We ask that you go into the prisons, God. We ask that you touch, God, deliver, set free, God. Save, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that this ministry, God, this woman and man of God, this great woman and man of God, we ask that you lead, God, and protect them, God. We ask, God, as they move from place to place, it was your will, not their will. Keep letting them follow you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that no weapon formed against them prosper, God. I ask even what the enemy may be setting out to do now. We cancel it out in the name of Jesus. You said two or more touching agreeing in your name. Well, we come in the name of Jesus. Where every knee has to bow at the sound of your name. Oh, where every tongue has to confess at the sound of your name. We're calling on your name, Jesus. No other name we know. We're calling on the name of Jesus. That this broadcast continue to be blessed. That souls come on and be changed and restored and new and lifted up in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you continue to order their footsteps. You said a good man's footsteps are ordered by you. Well, order their footsteps into the place you want them to go, God. Oh, God, in the people that are listening, the callers, God, let them be lifted up on today, God. Oh, God, let us do your will. Let us go forth in you, God. And we just thank you today, God. We just praise you today, God. We serve no other God but you. Oh, God, you said we cannot serve two gods. We will hate one and love the other. Oh, God, we love you today, God. Oh, God, we lift you up, God. Lord, I'm asking that you bless every ministry that's on this line and every caller. Oh, God, I'm asking you to bless the ministries to come, God. Let us be obedient, God, in the name of Jesus. You said we must walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, let us not look at what we got in our pockets. Let us not look at what we got. Oh, God, but let us keep looking to the hills. Let us keep looking to you, God. And we say yes to your will. Yes to your way. God said he needed yesterday. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God. We ask that you bless the churches, God, that you have ordained, God. Overflow, God, in this ministry, God. And we ask that you test Pastor Bernard, God, and her ministry, God. We ask that you keep her going on in you, God. Strengthen her body, God. Strengthen her mind. Strengthen her soul, God. Bless those people that preach every day, God. Those your men and women of God. In the name of Jesus, let them continue to preach your word. And we do give you the praise, and we do give you the honor. Be with us on this day, God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, mama. Thank God for y'all.
Thank you.
And thank God for the testimonies on today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Darlene. We are so grateful that you're here. I see that we have another caller. That's gonna ask if you just have a word. If you don't have a word, you don't have to say anything. The area code is 832-0900 is the area code. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen, amen. Who's calling? May I have your name?
My name is Clarence. I was calling for prayer.
Call for prayer. Amen, amen. What did you need prayer for, Brother Clarence?
Get my life together. I mean, I want to do all the right things, and I want God to work in my life like never before.
Amen.
I was told that I had a calling on my life, and I haven't seen it. I'm just really shaken up by it.
You're shaken by someone telling you you have a calling?
Not knowing what it is.
Not
I don't know what it is. Not knowing what it is.
Okay.
What?
Amen. Amen. Honey, are you there?
Amen. What was your name again, my brother?
My name was Clarence.
Brother Clarence, God bless you. And we're just so glad that you called in today. And just before I pray, the Lord had just given me some scriptures to consider that I'd just like to share with you. And I think it's very appropriate with you knowing that God has a call on your life. And one thing about our God is not just a one-sided thing. He doesn't just want to get from you, but he wants more to just be able to use you and to bless you to be able to be used. And our pastor in Chicago once preached such an awesome message about the benefits of being with God. And three psalms came to my mind. One of them is Psalms 116:12 that says, "What shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits toward me?" Another is Psalms 103:2 that says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." And when we look at those benefits, there's a final psalm in Psalms 68:19 that says, "Bless the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." And then the final one of that psalm says, "Selah," which means just meditate on these words. So meditate on the fact that daily, God loads you up with benefits. And as you look back over your life, I'm sure you've gone through some things, probably some things that could have, and as sometimes people say, should have just taken you out. But the benefits of God that he has for you, he daily has kept you, daily has just made sure that he's kept up with you, because that's the kind of God he is. He's faithful, and if he has a call in your life, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you've done, that call will come into existence. The fruition of that will come. We look at Paul when he was Saul. He was a persecutor of the church, but there was a call on his life, and God, at the time that needed to be done, he turned him around to become one of his greatest apostles. And that same kind of testimony can be yours. So always just look to the Lord, and you don't need to feel shaken anymore. Just seek the Lord and let him let you know what that call is. And right now we're just going to pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for our brother Clarence, who was called in to just touch and agree with your people so that he will know what it is that you have for his life. You have something great. You have something good for him. And, Lord, you have kept him to this day. You've taken him through some things. And just, Holy Spirit, we ask that you just move in him right now and cause him to reflect and just realize that, wow, this, I could have been gone here, this could have happened to me, but the reason it didn't, he won't be able to explain except that it's your grace and your mercy. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, just we pray that there be a vessel where he is, that you send an angel where he is to touch his life, to speak to him, to become in a relationship and covenant with him, that he will be led into the body, into the congregation that you have for him. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover. Let your blood cover right now. We come against any demonic attack that will cause him to doubt you. We come against any spirit that is not like you. We come against even those reflections of fear. For we know that fear is not from you, but you have given us a spirit of love and power and of a sound mind. It is that sound mind that has caused Brother Clarence to call in this morning to seek prayer. Right now, Lord God, we just ask that you answer him. He's seeking you. You said that if we were to seek you, that we would find you. Let this be the day. Let this be the day that he has found you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, and we just look for the manifestation, and we just look to hear the testimony even of how he is being used in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, let your blood cover, and we thank you. Amen and amen. And Brother Clarence, where are you located, sir?
In Houston, Texas.
In Houston?
Yes.
All right. And now, do you have any kind of church affiliation there in Houston?
Well, yeah, I've been just going for right now. I've just been going, and I've been to two different churches since I moved on this side of town. So I haven't found a place yet, but I'm looking.
Okay. I've prayed that the Lord would just dispatch an angel in the form of a brother there that will reach out to you. And so have your eyes and ears open for someone to just reach out to you and just to develop the right kind of Christian relationship, and that God will lead you into a place that will grow you in the spirit the way you should be. And if you don't mind, I think, do you have his number there on the system there, baby?
I do. Yes.
Okay. And if you don't mind, we'd like to be in contact with you. Is that okay, Brother Clarence?
Yes, sir. It's cool.
Okay, and we're going to see how we can help you get settled into a place there in Houston that will just get you going where you want to go. You've already declared that you want, you know that you have a call in your life, and you want to respond to that. We're going to do what we can to help you get settled in a place that will help you with that. Is that all right?
I appreciate this, sir.
All right, sir. We'll be in contact with you real soon.
Okay, thanks, sir.
All right, sir.
All right.
Amen. Thank you for tuning in, Brother Clarence, and the callers that are on the line are praying women. And so we're going to ask everyone to be praying for Brother Clarence. The Lord will direct him and move him. Sometimes when we hear that we have a call in our life, it kind of unsettles us because we feel so inadequate to the call. We feel inadequate, like we're not going to be able to do it. But the Bible says that it's for God to work both to will and to do his good pleasure into us. Our place is to open ourselves up to God so that he can do that. And when we do that and God directs us, all we have to do is just walk in that way that he would have us to walk. And it's not a scary thing, Brother Clarence. I just want you to know that the enemy comes to cause us to fear so that he can steal what God has for us and then eventually kill what God has for us. But, you know, we pray that God would keep you and that God would uphold you and, like my husband said, move you into a place where he can use you. I'm sure that you would have a great testimony for what God can do in one's life. I think about one of the callers that we had, one of the guests that we had actually that called in and was in the world a big drug dealer, a big drug dealer, and God actually we had three that called in with that testimony, saved them, and now they are working for the Lord. So I'm not saying that that's your testimony, Brother Clarence, but God can do anything. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be. The enemy comes to make us dissatisfied or make us feel like we're not doing what we should do. But God knows what we are before he calls us, before the foundation of the world he called us. So he knows us. He's not surprised by our actions. He's not surprised by what he's getting in us. So know that. So know that God knows who you are and still has a call on your life. That's God. So amen. Well, we've had an awesome time today. And I give out our email address because if you have a testimony or you know someone that has a testimony that maybe does not feel comfortable enough to call in to give a testimony, we would love for you to call in. But if you have a testimony that you just want to be read over the line, you can send that testimony to theyovercame2013@gmail.com. Again, theyovercame2013@gmail.com. And, of course, tune in every day to Evangelist Adrienne Bernard and New Destiny Ministries 1, 3, and 4, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. And to They Overcame on Saturdays, 8 o'clock, 5 o'clock California time or Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time and 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and then again on Sunday, New Destiny Ministry, where Evangelist Bernard has prayer. I think it's for 30 minutes of prayer. It's 7 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Central Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So until next week. We've enjoyed. Thank you for calling in, everyone. Thank you for those that will be listening to the archive. And we just want to praise God.
I just want to pray
forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.